You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
All right, what's up, everybody? I've been trying to get this onto a podcast, but I haven't been able to, so I'm just going to tell you that today's podcast is going to be packed full of information about politics and how this is all working. And I'm not sure if I've mentioned this at all on my last podcast, but I'm pretty sure that I didn't. So we're just going to jump into the gist of politics and how this all works. For those of you who really need to understand what's going on in the realm of politics and why this matters. All right, so we're just going to jump right into it. What's going on with the whole Trump impeachment? Now, again, this is just based on facts that I know. This is my observation based on facts that I know. You don't agree with it? Tough titty. Doesn't matter. These are the facts. There's no quid pro quo. As far as I understand, there is none, there never was none, and there never will be none from a president. Two, there's no proof of any of it. Apparently, there's all sorts of witnesses, but no proof. Okay? Now, we're gonna jump into why this is important. One, there never has to be quid pro quo from a president because of the power that sits behind him. He doesn't have to flex on anybody. Now, they're saying that, oh, this is the reason that he's going to jail and he's going to get impeached and blah, 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 blah. But then they turn around and say that now it's going to have to wait till after Christmas, and they're dragging it along and dragging it on and dragging it on. When this is just nothing but a political wrestling match for money. It's all staged. The whole thing is staged and it's all for profit. How do I know this? Because Donald Trump Jr. was all jumping out and saying, oh my God, look at how much we made. We made like $5 million. You want to keep this up, Pelosi? Yes, she does want to keep this up because she wants to keep profiting off of it. It's right there. It's in plain sight. It's right there in your face and everything. If you're following, you're paying attention, it's all right there. Trump has no interest in it. He's got no interest in an impeachment inquiry. Why would he? He's too busy raking in the dough. He's too busy meeting with other politicians to keep the controversy going, to keep his name out there, so he'll get voted in again. They want. That's what they want, right? But what's going on behind the scenes that you're not seeing is extortion to companies. Companies do not want the extortion anymore. They're like, dude, screw off with this extortion. Stop extorting me for money. They don't want to deal with it anymore. And why should they? Because here's what happens. There's either a bill or an issue, which the issue this time happens to be the impeachment. There's either a bill, like the Green New Deal, or the impeachment query, which is an issue. Do you want this to happen? Yes or no? Okay, no, you don't? All right, then. Now, me as the politician would send my underlings, who would be like my family members, like my brother, my sister, my mother, my dad, my grandpa, grandma, nephew, niece, you know, sons and daughters and uncles and blah, 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 you know what I'm saying, and aunts and all these people, right? All these people, send them all after this company. You send the shark after the company to extort the money from the company based on which way they want to vote. Do you want this to happen? Okay, well, if you don't give me X amount of dollars, this is what's going to happen to your company. Do you want that to happen? Now, the politician says, oh, well, I've got nothing to do with it, and walks away with their hands up in the air, like, I've got nothing to do with it. I don't have no problem. Like, you ain't got no beef with me. You got a beef with that person, then you need to take it up with that person. You see where I'm getting at? You see what I'm trying to explain to you here? The politician has no guilt. Even though it's a conspiracy, the politician cannot be pinned to that in a perfect world. You understand? So what happens is the company's like, well, I don't want that to happen, so I guess I'm going to have to pay up. But then they talk to all their extorted buddies in other different companies. And they're all like, you know what? I'm tired of this. Yeah, I'm tired of this too. What are we going to do about it? Well, it's the government. There's nothing that we can do, really. Oh, yeah? Well, let's take out that lawyer. You see where I'm getting at here? The creepy porn lawyer? They take out the creepy porn lawyer to try to set an example of his Nike extortion. But it doesn't matter, because there's going to be another Tom, Dick, and Harry waiting in the bushes to jump out and say, "Boo! Extortion money, give it to me." You see what I'm getting at here? Now, my questions are, who has Trump extorted to get the money that he's getting? Because he's accepting them through super PACs, which are anonymous. And here I am putting people that I'm getting donations from, and I'm putting their names on the freaking report. And then people turn around and they go and harass those people. How awful is that? Tell me, like, seriously, how awful is that? It's pretty crappy and messed up, right? That, you know, okay, like, well, I put my address on a report. Bam, it's publicized information. Yep. Like, how does that make you feel? Knowing that when you put information like that, then all of a sudden people can go and harass you. They can target you. You become a target. Being a presidential candidate, that's like big, like having a big target on your back. Because everybody else wants to be president. Everybody else wants to fight for the presidency. Because they want that big, stupid extortion money. It's dumb, right? It's dumb. It's dumb that politics has come to this. There have been so many measures and so many acts and so many issues that have been floated and so many bills that have been put into place for this to stop. But that doesn't matter. And here's why. Because they will sidestep the policy. They'll find another way around it to get that extortion money because the art has been mastered by so many people. And they will send the sharks out to go get the extortion money no matter what you do. That's why politics... That's why... It's... I don't even want to say it. I just don't want to give away too much. But the point of the matter, it's got to stop. It has to stop. That's what I'm trying to say here. It definitely has to stop. You know, the fact that I can't get the goals reached that I would like to reach, right? Like, I'm still getting money. Don't get me wrong. I'm getting donations. I'm getting money for the campaign, right? Like, the campaign itself is getting money, right? Like, not me personally, but the campaign itself is getting money, okay? People are donating. It's not anywhere near what I'd like it to be. But see, other politicians are extorting for the money. Whenever they can't extort for the money, they can't pay their people anymore. And then they have to drop out of the race, or they willingly choose to drop out of the race. You see what I'm saying here? They can't get the money, so they drop out of the race. But me, I'm still going. Do you know why? Because I'm running this whole thing myself. I'm doing all of this myself. It's just me doing all of this myself. I've got no team behind me. Sure, I've got plenty of people to support me. But I have no team working and doing jobs for me. The people that say they would or tried to, they don't do it no more. They never have and they never will. Because I'm not paying them. So I'm doing everything myself. I'm going out, I'm getting donations myself for the campaign. Hence the campaign being strong itself. I'm doing this whole thing myself. It's pretty amazing, ain't it? That a one guy wrecking crew can just come in and dominate with what little money I have. Hey, I'm surviving, then I'm still in the freaking race. But see, it's pretty sad that all these people extorted movie stars, all types of people, right? They extorted all types of people to give them the money to go into the race themselves, right? Like Pete Buttigieg, he got Ashton Kutcher, I believe it was Katy Perry. Like, he got all these people that are famous, right? Like, you would cry knowing who all was there doing this, right? Giving up their money, their hard-earned money, so to speak. Because we all know acting is not a great, amazing, wonderful job. You just show up, you say some lines, you listen to the director, you do how he wants it or she wants it. And then you walk away and that's the end of your job. Now, you get I don't know, stalked and harassed in real life? I guess that's part of your job. Is that in the job description? All I did was show up to read some lines. The point of the matter is I'm trying to make is Pete Buttigieg, I'm suggesting that he extorted all these famous people for their money for him to be into the race. Now, he's a gay man. Let me tell you, he's gay. I'm straight. Why does that matter? Okay, were you approving of gays in the military? You probably weren't, right? Like, whenever that subject came up, you were probably like, oh my God. Now, maybe your opinion has changed, which mine has changed. They want to go and fight? Good. Put them in their own platoon. Let them be the gay, the queer guns for straight bums squad. Like, whatever, right? Like, for real. But the reason I say that is because they may be corrupting people in the military, but we're jumping way off the topic. Way off the topic. I just wanted to bring that up because it's an issue that needs to be dealt with. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't need to be like, hey, straight boy, hey. No, you're there to do a job. You're not there to hook up. You understand? Okay, so let me get back to the point. Pete Buttigieg has gotten all this money from these people. Do you think they're happy about having to give up millions of dollars to somebody? Maybe so. Maybe they are. But let's say they're not, okay? Let's say, I'm going to bring this back to Ashton Kutcher, right? Let's say he's being extorted. Oh, I'll tell everybody that you did a human sacrifice to get the fame that you've gotten. How do you think he's going to feel? He's going to be scared, right? Now, I don't have absolute 100% proof that maybe he has sacrificed somebody to get to where he is today, but let's say that was being held over his head. Let's say he didn't do it. Let's say he made it look like he did it just to get to where he was, right? Now, I'm throwing hypothetical scenario after hypothetical scenario at you here, but let's say that that's what happened. Of course he's going to give up the money, right? Of course he is. Now, let's jump to a whole different subject right now. Because somebody brought up something and said, don't be a fool. Obama was spying on Trump. Right. And Obama spied on Chance Strawhan too. And he probably still is today. There are people who are there 1 second. And then whenever they realize that, hey, I spotted you. I'm looking right at you. You're not fooling anybody. You're not catching me at anything. I'm looking right at you. You're spying on me. I'll even say something to them. You're spying on me. In so many words, you are spying on me, and I know it. And what do? I'll tell you what they do. They just up and leave. So yeah, that fool is spying. Spying on me and my Strawhan for President campaign. Chance for President. Chance Strawhan for President 2020 campaign. Yeah, being spied on. Yeah, Chance Strawhan for President 2020 is getting spied on to this very day.